Move over, Jake.
I'm moving. Jeez.
Thursdays are reserved for a man with a wider range of music knowledge than Jake could ever dream of.
This is the golden era. You would hear this on any radio station. You know, it wasn't like it is now. Okay. You know, you got country, you got R&B, you got pop, you got rap, you got rock. They didn't have that then. You heard everything.
A man who knows a good song when he hears it, just as much as a good diamond when he sees it.
You get a diamond!
Yes, I do get a diamond. I get a diamond, and that makes me happy.
It's time for Rick Heyman's Song of the Day, sponsored by Sartor Heyman Jewelers, on Early Break. On 93.7 The Ticket.
I woke up and called this morning. The tone of your voice was a warning that you don't care for me anymore. I made up the bed we sleep in. I looked at the clock when you're creeping.
Song of the Day, My Favorite Mistake by Sheryl Crow, 464-56851 is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating on Rick Heyman and Sartor Heyman Jewelers Song of the Day. Once again, your song of the day from 1998, My Favorite Mistake by Sheryl Crow, 464-56851 is bad, 10 is good, text your rating on Rick Heyman, Sartor Heyman Jewelers Song of the Day.
Hi, background music. It's background music. That's now there is a...
You like Sheryl Crow, don't you? Some songs.
Yeah. Yeah. There is an organ in there, it sounds like, that's kind of interesting. Helps the song.
I heard an organ.
Do you hear the organ?
You know,
I don't know if it's an organ or
there's some sort of organ sound in there.
Yeah. They tooled around with an organ sound. Now Sheryl Crow is okay. It's background music though. I could have it on and not even know she's singing. I mean, it's that sort of thing. That's not Mama Cass. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not Mama Cass. Remember, we had Millsap on earlier this week. So that's what probably makes it harder on Sheryl.
Smoky Mountain Range.
It's Smoky Mountain Range on to start the week off. So you're kind of in a deficit.
It's fine. That's fine. Sheryl Crow's fine. She doesn't bully over it anyway. Like she doesn't have the Linda Ronstadt voice or persona, anything. 6.01.
That seems high for how you described it.
Yeah, sometimes you don't align sometimes their description and your score.
Hey, listen.
That sounds like a three
description. It's an okay song. But it doesn't, it's just on.
I'm a little tad bit higher on Sheryl Crow than more down on the song. I like Sheryl Crow a little better. The song doesn't do really anything for me. It's a 4-4. Yeah, there's no chance I would keep it on.
This is going to be rare.
Or you could just have it on and not even know it. That's the thing.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the essence of the song.
Hey, did you change the station? No, why? Well, I didn't know it was on.
Right.
There's a chance you have no... You wouldn't even turn it down if you're on the phone.
No.
You just keep talking.
This will be a rare time I'm ahead of both you guys on Song of the Day. I'm usually below your score.
You like her, don't you?
I was seven when the song came out. It brings me back to my childhood.
Do you have the CD?
7-3 on that song, Heyman.
You were seven. Remember that?
What? Yes, I do. Pop radio.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
I'm going to say
Connor.
6-2.
3-9 says she has much better songs.
Wow.
She does.
Right.
Okay, now we got to deal with Heyman. Yeah. And I hate when we give him low scores because we love him so much.
We're now joined by Rick Heyman. Rick, good morning. Score is kind of all over the place, but not horrid, I would say.
Not really. Not three low scores.
Not the
one
worst you've ever seen by any means, Rick.
No, not the worst. High in a big safety.
Yep, he's here.
Yeah.
He does have a microphone right now.
What did McSafety give it?
I don't know. He didn't give us a score. He doesn't rate the song today, usually, Rick.
He gives it a 7.
Oh, 7 for me.
He just put up his fingers for a seven.
Thank you, McSafety.
Okay, so McSafety does like it.
He liked the song.
Yeah. Well, McSafety knows music. So.
Okay, he does.
True.
He does.
And this is definitely not Mama Cass, okay?
You nailed that one, Steve.
In typical Jake fashion, which I understand, I'm not being critical.
Thank you.
He didn't play the intro, which really builds into the song.
It would have taken the whole time, Rick.
I don't think the intro was going to save it.
It wouldn't help your rating at all for these guys.
I get it. I'm not being critical. But the song is it's very good, and we're going to talk about it in a minute. Fabulous Female February.
Okay.
You can't do Fabulous Female February without Sheryl Crow. I'm sorry. Sheryl Crow, in my opinion, is one of the most underrated songwriters, singers, maybe ever, and we'll talk about that in a second.
Wow.
She also happens to live in the vicinity of my rental house down here, and I'll say I'm adjacent to the area she lives in. So,
have you seen her? Has she played any songs for you, Rick?
I have not seen her. She's been rumored to come up to the little shopping center by us and play quite a bit, and I have not seen that yet. Of course, the weather hasn't been the best, so hopefully I will run into her.
She plays at a shopping center, no more.
Yeah. Well, it's an outdoor.
Is it a Walgreens?
Yeah. This particular shopping center is a little bit nicer.
Oh, come on.
Okay, now, so there we go. So let's, and by the way, congratulations on getting that a mist of snow that you might get according to the weather. And I think up in Ashland, we're going to get some real snow, but man.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. Forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
The whole state needs it bad, so prayers out for that.
What's the cutoff here? Ashland's going to get hammered.
How about I-80?
I think it's the interstate.
Up in Ashland, like it's this monumental trip north.
It's about 20 minutes away.
20 minutes away.
Well,
straight down the road.
Here we go. Okay, after graduating from the University of Missouri, Sheryl Crow worked as a music teacher at Kellison Elementary School. in Fenton, Missouri, which is a suburb of St. Louis.
Yep.
She also played in bands on the weekend, and she met a guy who had a studio, and he wrote jingles, and he actually sold jingles to major companies. She did two different jingles, one for McDonald's and one for Toyota. And the McDonald's one alone, and here's a 22-year-old person who's trying to make it, and she's teaching school. She made $40,000 on one commercial alone.
Okay.
Back in, wow, way back, okay? That's, we're talking, you know, early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good. She also was a backup singer for Michael Jackson and several other large acts. And she just really worked hard to try and make it. But she was also writing songs in the background. And I didn't know that much about her songwriting, but her songwriting is exceptional. She said in an interview that I saw, this song was the one where she finally felt comfortable in her own skin about her own songwriting. She thinks it's the best song she's ever written. So do I. And I will challenge anybody to go watch her play this live, because there's lots of videos on YouTube. She plays the bass live.
Hmm.
And she's not uncomfortable to look at. Not that that's important. But she, there's something about her, and I don't know what it is. I can't put my finger directly on it. It's a package, and there's just something about her. She grew into her songwriting. So the song My Favorite Mistake was written by Sheryl Crow and her regular collaborator. It was rumored to be about her relationship that she was in at the time with Eric Clapton. And she denied it, and they both went on stage and played it together later. But if you go look at all the people Sheryl Crow has performed with, it is a laundry list of the most famous singers and players of all time, including George Strait and many others. So I just respect her tremendously. I think she is a very unrecognized talent. And she says this is her best song, and I would agree with her. First time I ever heard Sheryl Crow, she bent my ear, and I knew immediately she was going to be huge. That first song about this ain't L.A., and, you know, all I want to do is have some fun, that song.
Yeah, we know that song.
Yeah.
It's great. It's a great song. It's fantastic. And everything she does, in my opinion, is excellent. So that's
okay.
Me.
Okay.
All right.
With that in mind, stop the sippers and the coat.
Here we go. Sips first.
Sip, yes. Sheryl Crow wrote and performed what James Bond movie song? I'll give you three choices. Tomorrow Never Dies, For Your Eyes Only, or Die Another Day.
Ooh, no idea.
That's a layup.
I'm not going to hand it to Bill. It's For Your Eyes Only.
You get a CD. It was Tomorrow Never Dies.
Never heard the song.
I haven't either.
Haven't been to the shopping center, apparently.
For Your Eyes Only was Sheena Easton, incidentally, who is another one of my very favorite female singers.
Wow, yeah.
Now, for Coach.
Yes.
Even though it's snowing, but Jake has been out golfing. Lots of people in Nebraska have been playing golf. And this weekend is the Riviera, the final tour stop on the PGA of the West Coast. And Tiger Woods is playing. So if you turn on Golf Channel right now, all you hear about and all you see is Tiger Woods.
Right.
He is playing in this event. By the way, that's the event a few years ago. He was driving his car down the road and broke his leg into 8,000 pieces, this same event.
Sports.
So what the question is, Sip has never seen this golf movie. 1, Tin Cup. 2, Caddyshack. Or 3, Happy Gilmore.
Tin Cup.
You get a CZ. It's Happy Gilmore.
Wow. Heyman dropping some knowledge on Sip here.
I learned that from Husker Online podcast that we sponsor as well.
I saw one scene in the movie. That's it.
Tony beats up
What
Bob
would you
Marcus?
Guys tell no, Sip about Happy Gilmore?
Watch it. It's hilarious. It's a great, great comedy. Makes you laugh. Bernd Lundquist is in it, too.
Absolutely hilarious. One of the funniest ones.
What a salesman job that was.
Well, yeah,
I want to see Bernd Lundquist.
I can sell
group
you.
Group pressure.
Yeah.
Okay.
And finally, for everybody, is Sheryl Crow or is she not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
I'm going yes.
I say yes.
I say yes.
Three Diamonds 2023.
New entry to the Hall of Fame.
Nice. Kind of interesting that she's in, though, right?
And no.
Thank you, Rick.
Rick,
we're low on time. What's happening right now at Sartor Hamann Jewelers?
Hey, you watch the price of gold. Folks, dig out mom and grandma's old gold. Bring it in. If you're not wearing it and not using it, we will buy it. So bring it in. We're going to take care of you, give you top dollar. We'll actually give you more if you trade it. So that's a smoking deal. Now, we have Heartland Diamonds, the most beautiful diamond in the world. You can't believe it. You got to come in and see it. You can see it all the way across the room. Remember, breakers get 10% off. Thank you all for an incredible Valentine's Day. We did huge numbers. Sartor Hamann Jewelers, 121 years old, four generations, best of Nebraska for decades. Forget the rest. Go to the best. Lincoln, Grand Island, and worldwide at SartorHamann.com. I'll post more interesting things about the fabulous and wonderful Sheryl Crow on my personal Facebook at Rick Hamann.
Thank you, Rick.
Thanks, Rick.
Good job.
See you next week.
Bye-bye.
Good job.
Song of the day was My Favorite Mistake by Sheryl Crow. Hour two is next. There's some issues with the basketball's toughness. Address that next on Early Break in the Ticket.